Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Great to get out. Racing action continues every day across the Sunshine State. Chris Nelson joins us. G'day, Chris-o.
Good morning, Gareth.
What are we doing at Eagle Farm on a Saturday?
Well, we'll be on a good track, I'd say, by tomorrow at Eagle Farm, which is excellent news. We'll kick it off in race two. Horse number nine. I'd like to find out next week where the name for this originates. Number nine, who ordered Da Fish? Who ordered Da Fish?
Oh, I don't know who did that. I would walk away.
I'll take the chips. You can have the fish.
Depends what kind of fish it is these days. I'm more I'm an old-fashioned fish and chip man, but you know, if you go to a good steak joint and someone orders fish, it's sort of disrespectful.
I'm with you. I think anyone that goes out for dinner and orders the flounder or the whiting or the barramundi, I mean, come on, get some meat, get a big steak instead. Yep. But anyway, that's another story. Who ordered Da Fish? Three starts this prep, debut or first up winner at Warwick was good. Third at Toowoomba was good, but I thought the eye-catching run was the second at Eagle Farm a couple of weeks ago behind Milia Ense. No speed in that race, and I like the way he ran on into second spot. He gets an extra 200 metres, and CJ Graham takes a kilo and a half off. He looks nicely placed. Very winnable race for him. Race two, number nine, who ordered Da Fish. Race six, number 13, Apophis. He's promising. He's a five-year-old. But he has only had a handful of starts, so he's had his issues along the way. Now, he resumed back in February with a strong win coming from the back of the field here at Eagle Farm. He's been kept fresh. He's had a trial since, and he won that trial at Doom, but in good time. I think he's a nice type, and he drops down massively in the weights. He's only ever carried 58s and 59s. He'll carry 53.5 tomorrow, so I think he can win race six, number 13. And in the last, well, this maps beautifully. Race nine, number two, Daytona Bay for Jimmy Orman and Kelly Schweder. Gate number four before any scratchings. Settles on speed. Only he and So Dapper probably the pace in the race. If there's something else that breaks from the pack, surprisingly, well, then Jimmy can just take a trail. Whatever way you look at it, his horse just wins the final race. Race nine, number two, Daytona Bay.
Should we back Uncommon James after the trials? You would have watched him closely and first up
I
in the galaxy.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Having a good look at the race yesterday, I think he's nicely placed. His trial was good. He did run second in the race last year. He was narrowly beaten and he was unlucky. Gate number one, whether that turns out to be a help or a hindrance remains to be seen. But I think you could back him each way. I think he'll run really well.
Good on you, Chris. Thanks for that, mate.
Thanks, Gareth. Have a good day.